We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to close the week on the lighter side with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the group this week is their delightful and insightful star, Elena Newport. How are you?
I'm fine. And now that we have Joe the Plumber, are you like Greg the radio guy and I'm Elena the performer? And...
Well, I saw McCain ad during the World Series that everybody's now Joe the Plumber.
Oh, really?
We all identify with Joe now.
Oh, that's good because I've meaning to fix my sink. Yeah, so now that I guess if I'm a plumber, that's good.
Exactly. Hey, are the Capitol Steps setting you up with a $150,000 wardrobe?
I know. I was thinking, do you think Hillary spent that on pantsuits? I mean,
oh, I'm sure she did.
Yeah, $150,000 house, maybe, but
yeah. Holy smokes! But everybody's still talking about the economy. Of course, that's the dominant issue on the campaign trail. Dominant issue, even with the Capitol Steps.
Right, and I understand the president has actually taken out some commercial announcements about this.
Well, he's almost out of office, so he needs to use up the airtime while he can. Here's the Capitol Steps with President Bush talking about the economic crisis.
But I want you to know, I'm on top of that as well. Because the Financial Times, it's perilous, it's dangerous, it's uncertain. And I firmly believe that uncertain times call for uncertain leadership. You know, I was trying to think of a way to explain the situation to the American people. And I think this probably is the best way that you folks will understand. They say I've let the USA start to run amok. I spent way too much money, and now with the bill you're stuck. It's all because some bankers ruined our economy. Now I'm out here every evening hoping folks will not blame me. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com. We could have seen those Wall Street banks were ticking like time bombs. We could have checked their credit and known that their loans don't work. Instead, we end up bailing out a bunch of greedy jerks.
Oh, Elena, a nice business partnership during a down economy. Good job.
I mean, we have lots of jokes in our show about the economy, and we're not sure people would laugh at them, but they do. So I think we also have a song today about the mortgage crisis, which I have to admit I had every John Denver record in high school, so we put it to a John Denver song.
Oh, sounds good to me. Here we go, the Capitol Steps with the second of our doubleheader.
Subprime mortgage holders were so happy. Subprime rates so low, they made me high. Though unemployed, they closed my deal real snappy. My son co-signed the loan, he's only five. My mortgage broker said, I'll see you later. Then he went into hiding, yes, but where? He is the campaign spokesman for Ralph Nader. He figured not a soul would see him there. My subprime's in foreclosure, banks revile me. Is there someone who'll take care of me? Since I've no place to live, I'm hoping I'll be adopted by Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Elena, John Denver makes any crisis just seem that it's going to be okay soon.
Well, it's only about a week and a half to go. Do you see any way that the Democrats are going to screw this up? How do you figure they'll do it this time?
I don't know, but if any party's capable of doing it in the last 10 days, I think they are.
I think that's true. We're just going to see how.
Yeah, it's kind of a race to the bottom. Both parties are basically held in complete contempt by the American people right now. So it'll be interesting to see which one voters hate less on Election Day. That's how you're going to win.
Well, it's always interesting.
Well, either way, you'll have a vice president to make fun of. So
yeah,
I know
that's true. The vice presidents are the funny ones in this one.
Your job is safe. Elena, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. Learn more about Dateline Washington and hear the best of our program 24 hours a day at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.